There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So we're going to open this one with Jordan. Oh, Jensen, what have you done?
I ain't done nothing. I ain't done nothing wrong. I don't know what you're coming at me about. It's my new accent.
Mid-season character as well.
So you have just left the hideout of the Syndicate.
Oh, yippee. So that didn't go anywhere near where I wanted it to. But not all hope is lost. I think I've come up with a new plan. One that might still get us out of this. So I'm going to go try to meet up with the boys at the tower.
Okay. So it takes you a little bit, but you find the tower, and the amount of guards out and about is quite more than what you're used to.
I don't have any standing warrants right now, do I?
You know what? Roll me a flat d20.
I shouldn't have asked. I should have just went. Be a 9.
You have 9 ounces. No. No, as much as you're aware of, you have no outstanding warrants against you.
I'm still just going to put my hood up and try to just walk like I know where I'm going and don't have any problems.
As you kind of approach the Arcane District, you notice that the guards here have swapped out. They're not the normal city guards. It's all gray cloaks. And kind of off in the distance, you see one of the Winged Shield's airships.
Now, these are the guys that like to, they can dispel magic with their, like, swords and stuff, right?
The Grey Cloaks, yes.
Okay. So they must be worried about the mages about to do something. Interesting. So I'm just going to tuck that knowledge in the back of my head and keep moving.
So you really have no issues entering the tower. Things are a little more tense out and about, everywhere. But people are still coming and going in the tower as normal.
I don't remember where to go. So, just going to grab somebody.
Yes?
I need to talk to Ava. Where can I find her?
I do believe the Guardian is up by her chambers off of one of her lecture halls.
All right, cool. I'm just going to start walking upstairs and hope I find it.
And he'll be like, okay then. It takes you a little bit to find her. And you kind of see this hodgepodge of random ass people kind of standing a little bit away from her door.
My random ass hodgepodge of people?
Yes, your random ass hodgepodge of people.
What's up, boy?
I'm just gonna.
No.
Yes.
I'm just gonna sneak up behind them and not let them know how long I've been there.
Anyone have a perception higher than 15?
Goshen probably has passive perception higher than 15.
Yeah, so I'd say Goshen's probably the only one that sees you.
Fuck it. I don't say anything. Curious. I see him trying to sneak. I don't want to take this away from him. He's got it.
I'm not gonna like sneak up and do anything. I'm just literally just not gonna let anybody know that I've showed up.
Yeah. Perfect.
About probably 5 or 10 minutes kind of pass. What you guys kind of just waiting for Eva and her guests to come out?
Yeah, I'm preoccupied, so I'm just kind of like sitting there zoning out in my own little head.
What are you thinking about?
The fact that I can actively feel myself turning into a rat.
That can be a little disconcerting, yeah.
That's fair.
About another 5 minutes pass, and the door is going to slowly open. You're going to see this tall, kind of, he looks a little more half-elven. Pretty tall half-elf is going to come out and just kind of look at your group. Where are you, Ordok?
I think I was standing away because yes. I specifically did not want to encounter this situation, if I recall.
That's, yeah, I do believe.
I was like, I don't know, in a hallway.
You thought ahead.
Around a corner.
Kind of just going to look over you guys, and you're just going to see this face of pure disgustedness.
Well, he is a half high elf.
God, do I want to convert him to the banana god or try?
Just,
no, probably not. I don't think it's the right time to cause a scene.
No, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting for, like, come on. No. Shortly there behind him, Ava will come out.
Bishop, if you need anything else, by all means, let me know.
Who is this?
I'm sorry, what?
She said Bishop?
Mm. Yeah,
Bishop
she's...
Bishop who?
He's like
Simon...
The thumb guy.
Garfunkel.
Yeah, second underneath...
Stone Spine?
No, second underneath Honenheim.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, did you say that how long of a wait was it until Ava came out?
About 15, 20 minutes.
And he's just standing there staring disgusted at us that whole time?
What? No.
He came out.
It was after Jensen got there.
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought you said he came out and then 15 minutes. staring at us. Like, this is fucking weird.
All right. Yeah, this is just never back. No. actually, she's kind of, you know, saying goodbye to him. She's kind of just going to motion for you guys to enter.
Nod and enter.
Is someone going to come get me?
Yeah.
Has the bishop already left?
Hey, Ordok, cleric of Thalm. It's time to go in.
I'm no ordinary cleric.
He's a good deal down the hallway.
I yell out loud again. I don't know what you want.
Do you really?
No. I'll just run down there and grab him real quick. Hey, it's time to go in.
Sounds good. I'll peek around the corner and be like, hey, what's up, Jensen? When'd you get here?
A while.
Did you get done what you needed to get done?
Yeah, I got all my stuff. I point to the small bag on my bag.
I'm just going to be sad for a minute.
So Ava's going to kind of shut the door behind you guys.
It's good to see you all again.
And you as well.
I see, Helen, that you made it out of the sewers.
You could say that, yeah. But it's part of why we wanted to come see you, because I was infected by magic or something. I'm turning into a rat folk. I don't have much time, and I need you to fix it.
I'm sorry to say that I can't.
Can you at least stop it?
I am not allowed.
Excuse me?
I can't perform magic on others.
Why not?
It's part of who I am.
That makes you a really shitty magic caster. Then you get someone up here now that can.
Something like this? It might take me some time. It's not really a subject we study here.
Did you just hear the fact that I don't have time, Ava? I really, really don't want to be a rat. I don't know. Do you know what a rat folk is?
I do, yes.
Would you like to be one of those, Ava?
Not particularly, no.
So you kind of see the little bit of a dilemma that I'm in. Bit of a pickle here. I need you to fix it.
I am not someone you can just order around, Helen. I will do what I can, but I suggest you adjust yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty rich coming from someone like you. I'm just going to turn around and look at the others. Get what you need. Let's get out of here. We have shit to do.
Right, more importantly than Rat Boy. The poison in the wells. We were going to mention that, right?
Hey, wait. No. Fuck you. Tap Goshen on the shoulder. No, you're going to stop right there. Fuck you.
You've come so far, Helen.
Proceed.
Fair. The poison, right? We were going to mention something about that.
Yeah, and I have samples here to give you when you find a cure for my rat folkism. So, they're poisoning the well with magic poison, and it's highly concentrated, so...
Who is...
The church?
There's a plot we don't specifically know. We just have theories.
Can you start at the beginning?
Sure. I regale her with an incredibly accurate retelling of everything that we've learned.
Of everything that happened 3 months
over
ago.
The past, like, 2 months. Of real time. Like, 1 day game time.
1 day game.
I see. Well, this is all very disconcerting.
I'm gonna say she's gonna start, like, staring off into the distance a little bit.
And Helen, you received this poison.
I'm gonna give her one of the 3 vials that I have.
From someone named Piper.
Yeah, so he has a magic flute that controls rats and some kind of magic that turns people into rat folks. And he's amassing an army to attack the city after it's crippled by the Red Death poison found here in Vial A.
Wait, do we know that this is the Red Death? I don't know if...
No, it's not the Red Death.
He did say
I thought it was
something...
more rat people poison.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's rat poison.
No, it was constant... When he told me it was concentrated poison, and then he kept alluding to the fact that he said history is going to repeat itself.
Doesn't mean it has and to be the Red Death.
Well, I just started assuming it was the Red Death. That's Helen, because that's, you know,
did
he's
you taste it?
Sin.
It might not be.
Okay, well, I'll drink one of the other vials, I guess, if that's what... It's going to take.
You'll lose the die or turn into a rat folk faster, and then we'll know which one it is.
Yeah. It's for science. It's all right.
Duh.
Three halflings in a trench.
just have Ava drink it. She can't stop us. She can't cast magic on us.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're useless at this point. Here, drink this and find out what it is.
Anyways.
It's some kind of magic poison that's either gonna A, turn everybody into rat folks and they have an army, or B, poison everybody Red Death style, and then they're gonna take over the city when everybody's, you know, lying in death and squalor, and then start running the Galen Empire from the capital.
And you were told specifically not to put this in the Redeemer District.
Yeah, and I was supposed to kill the Viceroy of the Redeemer District. So I'm guessing that the Thaum Church that has been taking over and making big strides in the city is somehow working with whoever is doing this to kind of save the day when all of this happens. And so I'm guessing the guy you just met with, being him being the second in command, he's gonna, you know, the city's gonna fall apart, they're gonna sweep in, save the day, and become, you know, put in power, but have an army of rat people that are gonna be doing their bidding. So that's why I just assumed it was the church, because, you know, all evidence always points to organized religion. There's not a single instance of organized religion in my 226 years that it hasn't been corrupt and not worth the time.
Given the man that is currently running the order, I, as abrasive as Helen might be, I think he's right. I think that Hohenheim is vying for power, and my order gained a lot of influence because of the help they offered during the breaking of the quarantine, and I think that Hohenheim is trying to repeat that. I don't know for what ends, but he knows a lot more than what he's willing to say about the city's history. I've been gone for a while, but this isn't right anymore.
I have to call the council.
The council is the one that's, you know, or parts of the council are the ones that are behind the plan. I don't know if you caught that or not.
I am bound to call the council in issues such as this.
But what if I ask you really nicely not to?
At least give us some time to try to fix it before you bring the plot to the enemy. Before you tell anyone that we are aware of what's happening, give us some time.
We need the element of surprise.
The council does not consist of the viceroys.
Was this the wizard council?
The way the kind of government of the Shattered Empire works is the council is in charge, not one single person. The regent of Ironclad pretty much answers to them. It's 13
this is like
individuals.
A national council?
This is the Federales.
All right.
Basically.
The G-Men.
So it goes, yeah, the...
She's calling in the Senate right now.
Yeah, we're going to... Oh, that might not be a good...
I am the Senate.
So we have the council, then the regent.
Do it.
And then the viceroys.
Okay.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
He's
killing me, Anakin.
Do it. Execute Order 66.
I've never met anyone on the council. Are they to be trusted? Are they good people?
She's gonna smile.
That is quite debatable. Number of them have bought their positions of power. A number of them are merchants. A few of them are decent. I myself am a member of the council.
What's the point in bringing this matter to them if you don't trust them? The situation, just by telling them the situation could get worse, it could escalate, the timeline could be pushed forward. We need time to be able to react to this.
You wouldn't have me rely on four random people. I am bound by my codes. By what I was made into.
What if I incapacitate you?
I'm gonna, like, snap a look at Helen and be like, don't fucking threaten her, you idiot, is what my face says.
No. I apologize. This wasn't a threat. This was a loophole.
She's just gonna look at you.
If you are bound to do it, like, you have to. What if you allow me to put you to sleep?
I cannot.
Are we about to enter a boss battle here to where I have to...
We're about to watch you get your ass kicked in a boss battle.
I get that. I just, I'm not very clear on what you're trying to say here, Ava. Are you going to work against us or work with us?
I have to work.
The thing is, we brought an issue to you. This is what's going on. We have information. But you're saying that you're going to counteract all of that and what would generally be considered a good idea just because you are bound to do something which makes no sense to us.
I have no free will.
Can we change that?
I guess we'll just like walk behind her. Can I? Before I do this, if I just like hit her really hard in the head, will she like snap and kill me?
She's like a fucking magic robot. Like she's like 180 years old, imbued child.
I'm trying to hit the off button. That's all I'm doing.
Helen, I'm not gonna look for your body again. Cut the shit.
I don't get what she's telling us. She's not being straight. She's just like, I can't do that. I'm bound to do this garbage. It's like, whatever. Like, what are you gonna do to help stop the situation? Because we are the only four random people that are trying to do good for this city.
The council doesn't want them to succeed either.
You don't know that.
I do. They're men that want power. So they're going to stop anybody who's trying to rise to power. That's how this works.
She's going to nod in your general direction.
Fine. You come up with the plan.
I can buy you 6 hours.
Where can we go to have Helen restored? There has to be a cleric. What church is trustworthy these days?
I mean, is that a rhetorical question?
Burn.
Are there any small independent churches nearby?
A mom and pop shop somewhere?
I've heard of a fantastic banana cult.
No.
Oh,
geez.
Let me see if I can inspect this file. And if it does relate to whatever rat affliction you have, let me see if there's anything I can do about it.
Ava, you have less than 6 hours, and I'm just going to start walking out.
Ordok, wait.
I'll just pause.
I'm going to walk up and like kind of reach in his bag and grab the mask out.
I'm going to grab Helen's hand.
Oh, wait, no, I don't want to grab it.
before he pulls it out, I don't care that he touches it. That's not what I'm upset about. I'm going to lean into him and whisper, if you don't trust her with information because you're afraid she'll tell the council, are you really going to tell her about this? She's going to be bound to do the same thing.
I'm just going to kind of I guess since I've already reached in there, I'm just going to kind of readjust it in his bag and like, sorry, bud, you had a string hanging out of your bag. I just wanted to...
One quick question. Did you actually touch it?
It's wrapped around cloth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Well, yeah, I don't remember.
Right, you guys did wrap it in cloth and stick in a bag. Okay, continue.
instead of saying anything, I'm just gonna kind of mess with his bag. It's like, it's a really nice bag. I just now noticed it. Sorry, boss. Let's go.
I'm gonna hang back for 1 second.
I was gonna say I'm not really ready to go yet. I have a question too.
So
you've been doing all the talking.
Me and Ordok are gonna wait by the door because we already had our entrance or exits.
Ava.
Yes.
You're bound to do certain things and not do certain things, correct?
Correct.
Could somebody with sufficient magical knowledge break those binds?
It is possible. That is why I am restrained to the tower. Because at one point, someone did.
What's happened?
I can't say anything.
So, if we were to go down that route, we would need a free mage. Someone not under the employ of the city or the wizards.
Correct.
Unfortunately, the only magic caster we knew got eaten by rats.
Which is an unfortunate incident.
Insight checker.
Go for it.
You robot bastard.
Is she not going to say anything?
16.
You sense nothing on her.
Can I also roll since I'm with him?
You're dealing with Helen right now.
Kinda.
There is someone who is not quite a friend of the church nor the mages who might be of some assistance in more ways than one.
She's gonna look directly at Ordok and just smile.
I think she means your doctor friend.
Sort of pause. And turn back around. What? What are you saying?
Your friend, the doctor. Perhaps she could help. Soon to be warm and fuzzy.
I can try to reach out. She might be involved in the syndicate. I don't know how far in she is.
To be fair, we're involved with the syndicate.
That's accurate.
Maybe worth a shot.
She's probably here. I'm gonna like glance over at, cause she's like studying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna glance over at Ava. Is she here?
She has not been here for some time.
Interesting.
Any sort of last known location?
She's gonna keep looking at Ordok.
Maybe we should pay a visit to Bulin, since it was his shop that did the surgery. Maybe he might know something.
Yeah, we can try. I can go check some of the old haunts, too. I don't know if she's still living where we grew up. I would think she wouldn't want to, but maybe she stuck around.
Hey, do your cool line now, Ordok.
I'm just gonna roll my ass.
Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna ask her about him because you guys did tell me that he was dead and then he's gone. Hey, Ava, actually, one quick question. So, I think these guys are neglecting to mention something fairly major that's happened in the last couple days. Our little friend Bo, he died, right? And then they said he was missing? And with the whole, you know, being inhabited by some kind of demon god thing, is that something we should worry about? On top of all of this, because the thing is, he terrified me alive, and if he's walking around, you know, dead, but not dead.
Were any of us actually thinking that he was walking around, or were we just thinking that someone stole his body?
I'm just assuming he's walking around.
I think he's walking around.
What you guys had told me was that nothing was broken into, you didn't see him leave.
Yeah. We did talk about resurrection. So, I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm just assuming that he just got up and started walking around as like an inhabitant of, you know, Shub-Niggurath, just living in his body. And if so, I'm terrified to go outside if that thing is walking around.
I don't believe you have anything to worry about.
Well, I think again, little girl.
Why?
Because I do not sense anything dark or powerful outside of the tower.
Yeah, but you also just said that you couldn't leave the tower. And you also said that you couldn't cast magic on other people. And you've said a lot of things that you can't do that I'm starting to doubt the things that you can.
In terms of casting magic on people, that's a slight gray area. I'm attacked. I can. In defense of the tower, I can. To cure disease, not quite my area of expertise.
So where's Bo then? Because like, if he's not up walking around, if someone didn't just steal his body, then what happened? Because some, you know, you said he was a powerful vessel for some demon god that wanted to take over the world. I think we should be a little bit more alarmed when the body of said dead vessel of the demon god that wants to take over the world just disappears. I mean, unless I'm the only one that shares this concern, because I've read that book. It's not a good book to read.
Wait, you did read that book. Do you know what this mask is?
Yeah, I read that book. That's why I knew what that mask was. That's why I knew it was linked to Shub-Niggurath. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, so you just held that back, you bitch.
Yeah.
How dare you hold information from the group?
Bitch, if you haven't said a thing, not even to me, we were directly talking about the thing that you're withholding, and you decided not to say anything.
Yeah, I know.
He's not a threat. Because he's here.
Yeah, that seems like something you should have probably said, I don't know, when we first walked in.
Bo is here? Bo is alive?
I'm not quite sure what is here is, Bo.
What if the second question he asked there? Is Bo alive?
I do not believe he is.
I
do not believe the vessel is alive anymore. It definitely does not smell like it.
Mm.
Bit harsh.
Can we see him?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stare at her pretty pointedly and say, that's not a request.
You're not going to like what you see.
That's fine.
I haven't really liked what I've seen since I met Bo. I don't think he's going to change anything.
She's going to lead you to a side corridor, to a lift at the end, and is going to motion for you guys to follow her inside.
Does this mask have like a homing beacon for Bo in it? Mm-hmm. Like a flashing light.
I don't know.
He's gonna jump you like a little like gremlin and just rip that mask out.
Drop from the ceiling.
It's gonna be a Smeagol.
It's gonna be a pretty short, maybe 45-second lift. You're passing through multiple upper levels of the tower. And then the lift's going to stop in the center of a small room. In the corner is what appears to be a nest of papers, various articles. You'll see by a barred window a good deal of blood. Torn out papers strewn across the floor. And
a smashed up chair.
Yeah, smashed up chair, smashed up desk, probably. How is Bo sitting in this room? Are you in your nest against a wall?
No, Bo, it was right by the lift, like kind of scratching at the floor and yelling because I had like a compulsion for this mask and I could feel like sense it getting closer. So I was kind of trying to get out. So and as it got closer, I was getting more kind of uncomfortable in my own skin to try and get out, I guess. So he's kind of on his hands and knees on the floor as you come up, he just kind of looks up and he says, "About time. I've been screaming for you for ages."
My apologies, Bo. I was dealing with other things.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to think this is less like a holiday and more like a prison.
With with as strong as that compulsion was, were you focusing on your mask or your mirage thing?
No, I don't think I probably would be, especially being in this little room and not expecting anyone else except from Ava to come up.
So when we come up, we see Zombie Bo?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right.
Can I put it up quickly and see if anyone notices?
Go ahead and try a sleight of hand.
I think it would probably be delayed by a few seconds. So maybe I should do a disadvantage. No. I don't know.
Yes. So yeah, I'd do a sleight of hand with disadvantage, Bo.
So, John.
Now, mine was for a different thing, but I'll go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I want to make it clear then that I rolled first.
that's what I'm saying. I said, go ahead, John.
When we came up in the lift and everybody like took in the scenery, I wanted to take the mask out of Ordok's bag.
That's what I was going to do too, because I know what that mask is, so I'm like, I'm going to hide this.
I'd say, by the way, you got the mask out of Ordok's bag quite easily.
24.
And Helen, not so much.
Well, if I seen him, because I was going for the same thing.
You didn't see me.
You wouldn't have seen him.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's not in there, then I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just assume that Jensen did it.
And, Bo, no, it takes you probably a good 30, 40 seconds to realize, oh, I need to get this shit up before you put your mirage up.
Okay.
Notice that the lift doors do not open.
Sorry. Yeah, to clarify, so I've got my mask, like I've got my mirage up now, but it's kind of too late anyway.
So do I feel, obviously I don't feel Jensen digging around in my backpack. Do I feel Helen digging around in my backpack?
Yes, you would feel Helen.
When he starts touching that, I'm just going to like jerk away and give him the like, stop fiddling. I don't want this, like, I don't want anyone to know that's there.
I'll just kind of like, I guess nod my head because I don't want to say anything right now. I'll just kind of back up and so yeah, I'm gonna like kind of sneak to the side and nonchalantly just kind of, because my quiver is side mounted on my hip, and so I'm gonna start kind of sliding a little arrow out just to have it in my hand.
That's why it didn't fit on my back.
Just in case, just so if anything goes down with Bo being a zombie. Or whatever Bo is gonna be, I can just charge an arrow and, you know, stop him. So
I'm just gonna sort of bend down and look at Bo and just be like, Bo, how you feeling, buddy?
Not very well, Doc. This little girl, Ava, she said that I could stay here and she was gonna help me, but in all honesty, I feel like she's sort of put me in prison. They won't let me out. And they don't feed me.
I brought you pastries.
Yeah, but they were like stale. And it took you 6 hours. I mean, the bakery's over the road. I've been there myself. How did that take 6 hours? I thought I was a bit higher on your priorities than that.
And a villain is born over stale pastries.
This has happened for less.
John, this lift it's like a cage kind of thing?
It's a clear force wall.
Okay.
John, I'm going to use my divine sense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open that up and just grit my teeth a little as I prepare for what I'm about to see.
Uh-huh. You sense quite a bit of darkness coming off of Bo. And a good deal more coming from behind you.
Oh, yeah.
What? like my hammer behind me? Or like a person behind me?
The mask.
Oh, okay. So I can identify Celestial Fiend or Undead just with the sense. Is Bo undead? I'm just going to sort of hang my head for a second. Well, what What can we do to help you?
It would be nice if we can get out and get back, you know, outside to our adventures, wouldn't it? I don't want to be stuck in here forever.
What happened to you after the sewer?
I don't really remember. I had a little sleep or something, and then I woke up. And now, here I am. Nothing special. I don't really recall anything different happening.
I'm gonna insight, I think. 16 on an insight check as I'm listening to this.
How much truth are you saying, Bo?
Not much, because I went to see Shabnigarath.
So yeah, you kind of pick up that it's not completely true, Helen.
I'm going to try to step off this platform that we're all like crowded on.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
You run into kind of the solid wall beside you.
I'm going to turn to Ava. Can we like not stand like 2 feet away from each other? This is cramped.
She's kind of going to look at all of you and then look at Bo. I suppose I can allow it. And the kind of walls around the lift are going to drop.
You see what I mean, Orduk? She's very bossy, isn't she? She thinks she owns this place.
Bo, she does.
Oh. Does she?
Hey, Bo. Hey, bud. How we doing?
Oh, and my tricks have sort of changed. A lot of the tricks I used to be able to do, I can't really do anymore, but I've got new ones, I feel like. Some of them I don't really understand yet.
Why are you hiding behind the trick there?
What do you mean?
The illusion. Well, I saw it before it came up.
Oh, you saw that, did you?
I did.
Well, I mean, let's face it. If you look like this, it's not something you really want to parade around, is it? I don't want to scare people, and I don't want to make people feel unhappy, and I'm going to stop doing the mirage and be all, like, undead and maggy. It's not a good look, is it? I mean...
Well, why don't you really... Why don't you really tell us what's going on?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I had some trouble with the rats, and I died.
21 on an insight.
And I just generally don't know. Ava seems to think that, you know, Gordon's got something to do with it, and she's keeping me here. Thinks it's like a... She told me she was going to help me to understand my new tricks, but she won't let me out.
Bo, I read those books. I know as well as you do what those say, and I know as well as you do that you're lying to us. Now, I do believe that in our current situation, we need your help. And I also believe that Ava doesn't seem to want to let you go.
Yeah.
Because this isn't a holiday, Bo. This is prison.
Yeah, I thought so.
She, as well as most other people that would know you, are scared. And we are the only 4 people on this earth right now that are looking out for you and want the best for you. So why don't you stop lying? Why don't you talk to us? That way we can maybe get you out of here and get back to our adventures. Because, Bo... We need your help. There's a lot going on, but if you're not what you really say you are, I don't see you walking out of here, bud. So take a second. Tell us what's real.
Helen, I will tell you what I know, but don't pretend like you've ever done a deal with me that hasn't gone wrong. and you haven't been trying to backstab me. So you think I trust you, you have another thing coming. So I'll tell you what I know. But you know this. If you cross me once more, I'll ruin you. Do you understand? And I know you're older than you say you are. And if you think you're immortal, I will prove that wrong. Do you understand me, Helen? Now, do you want to know what I know?
Let's hear it.
The rats did something to me. Seems like they might have killed me. When I was dead, I went to see Gordon. And Gordon said a load of things which honestly I don't understand. And he sent me back. And he sent me back to collect a few bits and pieces. I feel like you might have one of those bits and pieces already. I need to collect a cloak and a folio. I don't know why I need to collect these things, but I feel like they'll help me to understand my new tricks. I don't really want to do anything bad. I just want to understand my new tricks. Because right now, I feel like I don't really have any control over my tricks like I used to. My blood sort of burns things, including myself sometimes. But I don't really have a lot of blood. But other times, it seems to run quite freely. I also don't really feel a lot of pain anymore. But bits of me fall off sometimes, which is a bit tricky. But that's why I've got the mirage. That's what I know.
I kind of look at Ava. This room is pretty sealed, right?
Yes.
I kind of glance back at Jensen. Kind of motion to, like, give the mask to him. If we're going to do it, we're in the right room to do it. And he's not going to stop, so...
I just look at Helen confused.
I don't think Helen knows that Jensen has it.
Well, if I didn't take it, then he did. that was my assumption there.
I just look at him like I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm going to look at Ava and say to her, we had a conversation once about walking the right path. About leading Bo to the right path. Is that still a viability?
I'm honestly not sure.
You think you really... Can I hear this conversation?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just speaking out loud.
You think you actually trust her after she's locked me up and told me I was going to have a holiday? She duped me to be in here. I don't trust her. Right path or not, she doesn't know it.
I'm going to look at Bo and I'm going to agree, bud. She's lied to all of us and she is... Well, I can't say a robot. We don't have robots. She is not her own person by her own admission. She does whatever convoluted spellcaster thinks is best that created her. She doesn't know real right from wrong. She wouldn't know how to tell if someone's been redeemed. She probably doesn't even know what that looks like.
I like this this preachy Helen.
Hey, you know what?
Helen knows right from wrong, eh?
I do know that when Bo attacked one of my librarians yesterday, that was in the wrong.
I didn't attack her. She fell over because she saw me like this.
And the threats you set against her?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to be quiet. Anyway, listen to me, Ava. You told me, if we're going to talk about who did things right or wrong, you told me you were going to help me learn my new tricks. I don't know a thing about my new tricks since I've been here. All you've given me is some stale bread. The toilet is made out of metal. I'm in a prison.
When you were taken off the streets and turned into what you are today, didn't you experience some kind of learning curve? Or were you just perfect right out the gates? Did you not understand what you were? Did you have a trouble coming to terms over these hundreds of years with what you are? Or did they take that away from you too? Because this is a confused man. Cut him some slack.
What would you have me do with him?
Well, your city's about to go to shit anyway. We need his help.
At the very least, you could let me go and get my own bread if I get hungry, rather than wait 6 hours for stale ones. And I'm going to pick up one of the pastries, because I remember I put them in the corner. So I'm going to pick them up, and I'm just going to throw it at the floor and go like, see, do you see that? It's nearly put a chip out of this floor. You expect me to eat that, do you?
I'm going to look at Ava and say, he seems to understand his circumstances well enough.
Oh, I understand.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to... He trusts us more than he trusts this situation. I would hope that you think of me as a good man. I can watch him. We need his help. The city is about to burn. The city is about to die. We need all the help we can get.
And you're about to put fluid on the fire. Fine.
It's not like why break a habit of a lifetime, right?
She's going to hand Ordok this small metal, like, disc.
Then let it be on your conscience. This regulates how much power he can access by the bounds, by the bindings on his wrists.
Is this like to one side, or can I hear this?
Oh, you can hear this.
Okay.
What is it? Is it like a dial, or
what is it? It's like this. It's a small, probably about the size of like a half dollar, with just runic inscriptions around it, and it kind of just it can tell what the wielder wants.
How? Do I influence this disc?
Just think of it in terms of a water wheel. If you want more power to go through, just think it.
Neat.
So, Ratatouille had a good point. If we plan on...
tap Goshen on the shoulder. But first off, fuck you. Proceed.
Fair. If we're going to carry the mask and bow in close proximity, chances are they will end up together regardless.
Oh no.
So
go on.
He already said give the mask, so.
No, I didn't say anything. I nodded, like, motioned for him to...
You told him that we had it. You said that we had it.
Oh, yeah, true.
I can sense it anyway, right?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
So, they're going to come in contact. Why not let it happen here with the most powerful mage in the city?
Yeah, that was my thought.
Well,
Jensen,
I guess let's pour gas on the fire.
Wait. Can we get a save mechanic?
Save. Yeah.
Can we save
now he asks
then,
if
no.
we can save
and then
things.
Reload?
No.
I'm actually going to look over at Ava and be like, how strong are your defense mechanisms?
She's just going to smile.
Right.
I'm going to sling the backpack off my shoulder.
I'm going to knock an arrow.
It's empty.
Helen, I said don't reach in there. I'm going to look
well,
at you.
Well, I was reaching in there and I didn't feel it, so I assumed Jensen.
I don't know. I'm gonna inside check him.
I know you have it.
I'm not sensing shit. Thankfully, Helen's on the case. I got a 10 with a natural one.
The 17.
Can I sort of chime in here and say I know you've got it?
Ordok knows too because of his divine sense. Like,
yeah, like, can I just see it on Jensen?
Why are you lying to me?
Both Bo and Ordok kind of have a general sense of where it is.
I'm literally the only person.
I know the location of any.
Is that still up? Is that still up?
Yeah, I guess it's just until the end of the next turn.
We know you're lying. Give it to him.
I'm gonna I hate all of you. All five of you. I had such a good plan.
You did.
We have a bomb-proof room and we're handing him an atom bomb.
That's not
we
what
need,
I want. I throw Bo the mask and I tell him to put it on quick.
What do you want? What's your plan?
You don't know. I toss the mask to Bo and I say, put it on quick.
So this is a goat mask, long, curving horns. It's carved out of a dark, stained wood. You're not quite sure exactly what the stain is.
Aren't we, though, John?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
There is, like, a dark, matted goat hair kind of attached to the edges of it. And there's no strap. It's just a mask.
When I pick it up, do I hear anything in my head?
This kind of indistinct chanting in the background and just exhilarated joy.
Okay, I'm just going to whack it straight on my face then.
Thank God.
This is very much a mask moment. The hair on the edges is just going to extend behind your head. And this thing is just going to elongate down your chin. The eyes on it, there are slits for eyes. The eyes are going to blink. And Bo, you can see directly through this thing.
I'm going to say, I've got a feeling I probably don't look too attractive. I'm going to pull my hood up. So I've got a goat mask under a hood. And then I'm going to... Does this mean I can... Does it help me control any of the bleeding from my eyes?
Yeah.
Does that mean I can cast that spell now where I shoot blood out of my face?
Now, here's the problem. You're still restricted by the cuffs.
Okay. So I'm going to look up at you guys then and say, see, that wasn't so bad, was it? Nothing happened?
It was a little creepy.
Yeah, still is a little creepy. Does he sound the same?
His voice sounds a little deeper and a little echoey. And when he talks, the mouth of the goat opens.
That's fucking horrifying. Learn sign language.
You still in there, Bo? Is that you,
yeah,
or is that something else?
Okay.
Can you try not sounding so creepy?
Sorry. I was a little bit... The mask was... Yeah. I'm fine. Everything's normal. To be honest, I don't really feel anything's different.
Yeah, that's what people say when they definitely felt something different and everything's not fine.
I feel like I might understand a couple of tricks.
Can you demonstrate just to be sure so you don't
blow up later.
I mean, when you say demonstrate, do you mean we're going to try and escape?
No, we're not escaping. We're going to walk out of here as free men, as long as you are still...
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, are you volunteering?
What kind of tricks are these?
I don't...
Okay, I'm just going to stare at Helen and cast gaze at him.
Bye, guys.
Ordok, you feel a slight heat in your palm. And you're kind of getting like a subconscious thought. Yes or no?
Yes.
I just realized what was going on there.
Oh, all right.
Cool. Thanks, Ordok.
It's just gaze. It's fine. What could go wrong?
Give me a.
I don't know.
What?
Godlike souped up magic killing me. That's what could go wrong.
What is your what is your spell save, Bo? All right, go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Nice. 19.
Oh, shit.
So you're all right. No worries.
I don't know if you're trying, Bo, but I didn't feel anything.
All right. Do you not even sense it?
I mean, do I sense that a spell was cast on me?
You sense. Yeah.
Maybe. Oh.
It's just that.
Well, hey, bud, that was.
It's not that bad, is it?
Pretty weak. I think he's. If I can. Well, I guess I am the smartest. Yes. I mean, if that's the limitation of his power, I think we're gonna be just.
You can see that she's just gonna like visibly sigh. All right.
I'm just gonna say, Bo, wearing that mask, is anything reaching out to you with that?
Can I sense Gordon anymore?
Oh yeah, you. No, you could like sense him around you or not sense him at all. You kind of feel him very close.
Because I haven't seen him since I've been in the tower, right?
Nope.
I just sense Gordon, really. Like, I sense that he's nearby. But it's slightly stronger than it was because since I've been locked in this prison, I've not really felt much of Gordon.
Is he asking you to do anything?
No, not really. It's not really asking. It's more like a drive. Like when I knew that you had this mask, or not you particularly, but I knew that it was getting closer to me. And I had like a drive to go and get it. So when you came, it was lucky because I was trying to get out because I wanted to get to it. So now I feel like it's not really telling me anything, but I feel like I have a drive to go and get this cloak and folio that I need. I don't even know why I need it.
And you feel a stronger pull in two different directions.
I'm a bit all over the place, to be honest, Ordok.
Bo, do you feel like you're in control? And I mean that in, if we found these other objects, could you not put them on, or do you have to put them on?
I'll be honest, Ordok, if you got that thing in your hand, I don't feel a great deal of control over anything. But no, honestly, if I speak plainly, I feel like if we find them, I'll probably put them on immediately.
And is Gordon asking you to let him out?
No, not really. Gordon's just still like my friend, like he always was. He just wants to be near me. Have an adventure together.
Bo, I don't think Gordon is your friend.
I don't think Form's your friend. No. Should we leave before you insult me a little bit more?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Thom isn't my friend.
I think.
Oh, actually, I've been meaning to speak to you about that. I went to the library a couple of days ago. Don't listen to Bat Ava. I didn't attack anyone.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I went to the library and all the books on form are gone.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? I thought I should tell you that. But now you sort of brought up Jeebus and that. I remembered.
I'm going to glance over to Ava.
Yes.
Explain that one, little girl.
Books on farm missing.
That was, they were requested. They were technically on loan to us. And suddenly, about 2 days ago, the loan was terminated. And they requested all their tomes back.
Of course it was.
Extremism is a hell of a thing.
Both ways, actually, yeah.
See, but now I've told you about that. Do you trust me?
About it's a loaded question there, Bo.
As much as I did beforehand, probably.
Bo, can you take the mask off?
No. I mean, do you want me to?
Can
do you want me to try?
Or I would like you to, yeah.
Okay, can I, John? I mean, physically, I might like. Can I? And can I? Like, if I try, can I? Like, would I have a compulsion to not?
You definitely have a compulsion not to. But do you want to try?
Not really, then. So I'm going to sort of put my hands to the side of it and sort of pat it gently a little bit, kind of like lame, limp-wristedly, and go, no, it's stuck. Looks like it's mine now.
Well, I don't want to take it from you. I just want to know if you can remove it.
I tell you what, actually, if you want to pursue this path, because I, you know, I'm genuinely quite interested. Don't take this like the wrong way. I mean, this could. I mean, how dangerous are you feeling? Because what I'm thinking is, perhaps you could try and take it off of my head, and we'll see what happens. And that's not a threat. Like, I'm genuinely interested to know what I would do.
You have the doom dial. I'll try to take it off.
The doom dial.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my head down, like my hood down, and I'm going to kind of like turn to the side where the seam was and say, see if you can do it, Goshen. Knock yourself out.
Okay. I'm going to hand Ordok my staff first.
Yep.
Okay. And I try to take it off.
The moment Ordok touches the staff, you sense a strong celestial pulse.
I sense or he senses?
He senses.
Oh.
All hail the monkey god!
I'm just gonna make note of that and be like, oh.
Does it sort of
act that good?
Does it sort of go like, oh?
Yes.
Just get a beam of light down on me or down on the staff.
So, Goshen, you're kind of looking for the seam in the back of the head?
Yeah, if I can't find the seam, I'll just try to pull it, like, up over his head or whatever. Anywhere I can get my
You cannot out. Find a seam. In fact, Bo, did you have, like, any hair on your head? I can't remember.
Yeah, so I had, like, kind of long, straggly white hair.
So, the further back the goat hair goes on the mask, you kind of see it weaves and incorporates into thinner white hair, and you can't really see a difference between the mask and the flesh. In fact, what would be the bottom of the mask in the back has kind of smoothed and grown into the flesh.
I look at it puzzled for a second, and then I flick his snout. Do you feel that?
Not really. I mean, I can feel it in the sense that I could feel you flicking me, but it doesn't hurt or anything.
But does it feel like I'm flicking you or like I'm flicking something on the face?
Oh, no, it feels like you're flicking me.
Okay, see, that's what I was afraid you would say, because there's no seam, Bo. The mask...
I don't really feel like I've got a mask on at all. Like, it's not like I'm looking through holes, if you like. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm just... it's become a part of my face. Which, let's face it, the state of my face beforehand is probably an improvement.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but yes, I'm inclined to agree.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I mean, after that thing with the rats, I've not looked my best.
On that note, does he look more complete at all? Did that, like, revitalize him at all? Or is he still, like, the rest of him, is he still zombie-ish? Or did he get, like, the mummy when he's like kill people, he kind of grew some more flesh and stuff back?
Upon a closer look, any of the spaces on like his body that had like gashes or open wounds looks a little hairier.
Turning into a goat.
Does he smell any better?
You know how wet dog smells?
Yes, I really do.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Thank you.